I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here with us on this Monday morning to arc through the headlines of the day, the important stories of the day, the news nuggets, Egyptian turmoil. I don't know what else to say. That's been all over the place. What do we, I mean, we understand what's going on. I don't know what talking about it does, Jennifer, frankly. I don't see that there's any reason to keep talking about it.
I think because such a huge amount of people have died, we keep talking about it.
Yeah, I suppose so. And the connection that the Egyptians have, well, the Israelis and Egyptians have to each other, Egyptians have to us through their aid, a lot of people calling for the end of any kind of foreign aid to Egypt until all this stuff is straightened out. There ought to be new elections. Some people are saying there's a lot of yakking going on about it for sure. But meantime, a lot of people in very precarious positions have been eliminated, let's put it that way, kind of just shot. And so the death toll is up to 1,000, I guess, or more. Isn't it 900,000, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. So what do you say about that? I find it interesting that this guy, Oscar Pistorius, is still in the news.
Oh, Blade Runner guy, right?
I thought he was long since taken care of or dispatched, but he has been indicted today on charges of murder in the shooting death of his girlfriend, and that was back when, that was in February, I think, Valentine's Day.
And they arrested him right away, remember?
Yes, I do remember that.
So now they're saying they've indicted him.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. He shot, he admit to shooting her, though?
No, he said he didn't shoot her.
Huh.
Or he did say he. Wait a second. Let me go back. He did admit to shooting her. He thought she was an intruder. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
But everybody that has testified around it said that he was saying that the lights were off in the house and he had no way of knowing it was her. And the neighbor, I think, saw lights going on in the house. So everything just made his testimony inconsistent with what his story was.
Ever seen a picture of the face of the mayor of San Diego?
Mr. Filner. Yes, I have.
His face
is creepy.
Yeah. It is. He's got a creepy face. How does a guy like that win an election in an era when so much emphasis is placed on how you look?
Yeah, on TV. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
He is a creeper, though.
Time heals all wounds, says the old saying. But for Mayor Filner of San Diego, it seems that his troubles continue to mount. He was away on some therapy mission, right?
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to go to 2 weeks of therapy, I believe, and he only checked him. He checked himself out after a week because it was a miraculous turnaround,
I think,
Mr. Filner, yes.
He says he's going back to work today.
Oh, perfect. Good.
After his therapy, a dozen women, including a university dean and a retired Navy Rear Admiral, gone public with accusations against him, groping, slobbering them with kisses, bleh, looking at his face. Oof. And so the lawsuits continue. We heard the story from that latest accuser, the 67-year-old volunteer city worker who assists senior citizens. That was the creepiest of all of them and seems to have gotten the most attention.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. So I think that there is there are a lot of calls for his resignation for sure, but isn't there also a recall drive going on?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get him out.
He was in Congress, you know, for 10 terms, 20 years. He has a bad reputation for berating employees, has been dogged by rumors of making sexual advances for years. How does he survive? He's a very left-of-center guy in terms of his political bent. And because that makes a lot of people who are on that side pretty uncomfortable. He's 70 years old. Man, haven't the comedians in the late night shows had a picnic with him. And, you know, for good reason. So anyway, you wonder. He said something I thought was interesting. Before I even think of asking for forgiveness, I must demonstrate that my behavior has changed.
That's a good idea.
And that will only happen over time.
Which means you have to let me continue to be the mayor.
Right, exactly. Yep. Got to stay in the mayor's job. Yep.
The only way I can show you sorry is if you let me stay here.
All right. So now, speaking of creeps, Penn State has settled its first claim in the Jerry Sandusky child abuse case. The attorney representing a 25-year-old suburban Philadelphia man known as Victim 5. The attorney for him came to an agreement with the university. Let's see here. Details not released. The lawyer said that 25 other of the 31 civil cases against the school are close to being finalized. So that means they're going to pay him out. State of Pennsylvania pays off the people who are victimized by Jerry Sandusky, who is serving 30 to 60 years for being convicted of all these molestation charges. So far, the state has put aside $60 million to be used for these settlements. $60 million dollars to be used. The taxpayers in Pennsylvania are being pretty ticked off about that, I would think, anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, why does the state have to put aside the money?
Well, because these guys were employees of the state.
Yeah.
It's a state school, that's why.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. The amount of creeps that are around. Oi. 888-302-3684. Oi. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. I was in Los Angeles over the weekend, and I didn't see hide nor hair.
No, I was sad.
Jennifer. Not a peep. I didn't even get to your father, who called me twice on Saturday to tell me he was either going to the hospital or coming from the hospital.
Exactly.
To visit your aunt. So that's
good news.
Important.
She's doing better.
Yeah, that's good.
So we like that.
Yes, that's a very good thing. All right. Shall we examine something else a little more closely?
Yes, please.
Let's examine.
I've got my microscope out.
Have you really?
Wah, wah, wah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that's my microscope's on. Wah,
all right, let's look at your hair then.
Wah, wah, wah.
Thinning hair, a problem for millions of people in our country. It's annoying. It's embarrassing. Or at least it was until we started getting these awesome reviews about Provia, the natural hair therapy, which you can use every single day. If you have premature thinning hair, it means that you're probably frustrated and probably embarrassed. Both of those things. Well, it's a good thing because Provia is around and now you can do something about your thinning hair naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, in fact, you can put an end to thinning hair, put it behind you safely, naturally. Imagine you have no more hair falling out in the sink and no more going down the shower stall, and you don't have to look at that dreaded spot anymore. Provia works for both men and women. Women have the same problem these days of losing their hair. So what Provia does is clean your scalp, cleanses out the pores, has the hair in that's underneath your scalp starting to grow again, and it thickens the hair that's already there. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and you'll certainly have people noticing that things are changing on your head. You don't have to wear a silly-looking rug, a.k.a. hairpiece. There are very few good ones around, frankly. You can always tell when somebody's wearing one of those. Very few times. Very few people have a piece as good as Shatner. Shatner's got a... No, I think that's true, don't you?
Yeah. I don't even know that he has a piece.
He absolutely has.
Apparently, I'm only good at seeing really bad ones.
Well, just look at his hair over the years. It was thinning and thinning and thin, and all of a sudden, oh, he's got a nice head of hair. It's very well done. Extraordinarily well done. Anyway, he doesn't need Provia, but you, if you're suffering from thinning hair, you do need it, and you will get help or your money back. 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Right now, you'll get a free month's supply with Provia. Plus, if you mention Doug Stephan, you get free rush shipping and an extra surprise gift as well. All good reasons for you to get on the phone right now. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. Fix the problem of your hair waving goodbye so it comes back and you can say, "Hi, hair. Nice to have you back." 800-525-8319.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing, tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $1.69 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Dudley, a.k.a. Doug. Jennifer Horn is here with me, and we are discussing some of the things that are of interest and import. A man who pretended to be an heir to the Rockefeller fortune, sentenced to 27 years to life in prison for a murder in California. Do you see this story? Christian Garthenreiter, sentenced for the death of John Sohus, who disappeared along with his wife Linda way back in 1985.
Wow.
His remains were dug up in the backyard of a San Marino home where this guy had been a tenant living under another name. He used the name Clark Rockefeller. He was convicted in Massachusetts for kidnapping his own daughter, which sort of brought them around to reinvestigating the California show. That's a weird...
Yeah. Right. We talked a little bit about this last week. How weird is it to hide in plain sight like that with some famous name? I mean, it's funny how you can do that, but he did it.
Speaking of famous, Princess Diana is in the news again. Scotland Yard announcing over the weekend that it received new information pertaining to the deaths of Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, and they are now scoping the information, trying to find out more detail. Police are carefully pointing out the case is not being reopened officially, but apparently some guy has been charged or is considered to be a suspect in this because of a little more information that came out about another incident in which this guy, a police officer, may have been involved. And the suspicion now is that these two were both shot by somebody in the SAS, I think it was. Was it the government service? So what in the world? What in the world? What in the world's come over this? All right, enough of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. 21 after on the Monday Good Day program.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Celebration appropriately here, Jen Jen, on the Doug Good Day program. This is the anniversary, August 19th, 1964, of the Beatles beginning their first North American concert tour. They visited 26 cities and sang songs like this. And let's see, there was She Loves You. I'm trying to think of the first year of their existence, at least here in America. They've been around for a number of years, but the stuff that really made it, this is an example. Evan, what else have you got there? Apparently nothing. Oh, there,
there it is.
Yeah, there it is. One of my favorite Eagles song. Who doesn't love this? He loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to get to Vegas and see Love. You would really like it.
Would I?
Yeah, it's all Beatles music. Cirque du Soleil to Beatles music. It's fun.
All right. Anyway, so an acknowledgement of that. Oh, you want another one? Evan's got another one from the 1964 playbook, soundbook. This is a B-side. I don't know which one it was. John Lennon. 25 at the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right, time for a celebrity quiz. Everybody ready? Put your thinking caps on. Swell prize. If you got a dog or a cat, we can give you some hugs and kisses from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Here's the number, 888-302-3684. The birthday today of John Stamos is recorded. I'm looking at some of the other people who are having birthdays today, including Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's birthday is today.
Happy
Wednesday,
birthday,
1946.
Billy.
So that would put him in the 67-year-old category. Gerald McRaney, who was on Simon and Simon's birthday, he's 66 today. Tipper Gore is having her birthday today. Born this day, 1948. Let's see here. Who else have we got? Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek Next Generation.
Sure.
Born this day, 1952. Actor Peter Gallagher, born this day, 1955. And John Stamos, born this day, 1963. I know you like him.
Of
from
course.
General
Uncle
Hospital.
Jesse on Full House.
You Again. Disappearance of Christina. All right. So what's his real last name? That's the celebrity quiz question.
Has to be something kind of Greek, right?
Yes. It's an outgrowth of Stamos. So what is it? 888-302-3684. You can do a little research. You may know anyway what the name is. Help yourself to 888-302, Doug, if you can tell us what John Stamos' real last name is. What is John Stamos' last name? It's somehow have been shortened to protect the innocent, right? Just like mine was Stephanopoulos, and I'm Stephan. little Greek, little German, little Belgian here and there. 888-302-3684. So what is John Stamos's real name? You know, he's generally considered to be a pretty attractive hunk, isn't he?
Oh, he's a total hunk, sure.
A lot of people, a lot of women like him, but the men, just depends on your
I'm sure a lot of those, too.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that.
Especially in Greece.
The fellow who is the partner, live-in partner of Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who first revealed the classified NSA documents leaked by Edward Snowden.
Yes.
Was stopped yesterday at the airport. He was coming into, or leaving, I guess, Heathrow Airport, and they detained him for 8 hours, stopped him, searched him, questioned him, detained partner because they suspect him of carrying some of the information on his laptop. So they went through his laptop for hours and hours and hours. The guy's name is David Miranda, who, by the way, didn't
he has
have
some rights, by the way.
No, he doesn't. You don't have any rights in England because there's no constitution there.
All right.
Anyway, so that's that story. That's an update here on Good Day. 28 after the hour, answer to our celebrity quiz coming up.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. It's the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one HTC One for $199.99 and get one free. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/29/13. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Sort of get smashed against the rocks as a boat crashing into into the side of the shore. What happens to some of your dreams if they go up in smoke? It's an interesting question to contemplate from time to time. Not necessarily an uplifting question, but a question. 33 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I discussing some of the important items of the day. And a celebrity quiz is working, the 2020 quiz. Until 20 before the hour, you'll be able to figure this out for a swell prize. The question has to do with John Stamos and what his real name is. What's John Stamos's real name? Is that how you say John Stamos? In
Stamos assistances, I think.
Or his,
Stamos I.
Right, Stamos. No, well, Stamos is that's a possessive.
Right, Stamos I would be multiple Stamoses
right.
In one place.
A possessive proper noun is Stamos's. So what's his? That's asking what his real name is. 888-302-3684, celebrity quiz. Also, what did you just tell me? You just told me something. And
me?
I yeah. Didn't you just tell me?
I
no, I know what it was. No, here's what I have. Hello, ding, 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 ding. I have different bosses.
Oh, hello.
I have different bosses today than I normally do. Because Ken Kessler is out this week.
Yes.
And you're going to be gone a lot of the week.
Yes.
And Richie's going to be gone a lot of the week. And Roberta's gone part of the week. And so it's a good thing I'm here.
That's a good thing it's a Doug Steffen show,
yeah,
sir.
It is. Right. Exactly. All right. So the question, and thank you, by the way, on Friday for me being a little under the weather for several different reasons, for a couple of hours at least. While I was at your studios in Los Angeles, I was completely roofed. Because I hadn't gotten there until just barely time to go on the air.
I know.
And something really disagreed with me that I ate, so that was more of a problem.
Sometimes when you fly overnight, too, and you don't get enough sleep, I don't know how you feel. But when
I feel lousy today, thanks for asking.
No, but when I'm super tired, it goes straight to my stomach. Like, I just feel queasy and kind of...
Really?
It's weird. I don't know what that means. That's why usually I feel queasy.
I feel queasy?
Because I'm usually kind of tired.
Oh, so queasy. All right, so there's a second item on the docket when it came to announcing that we were today celebrating the anniversary of the first performance the Beatles ever gave, a series of 26 concerts around this country, started August 19th, 1964. So here's another question for you to contemplate.
Okay.
As we look for John Stamos' real last name, where did the Beatles last appear in concert as a group in the United States? Where did the Beatles last appear in concert as a group here in the U.S.? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they appear? 888-302-3684. Let's see, a couple of things going at Facebook now. We sort of got things warmed up a little bit. We're pursuing the value of the creepy mayor of San Diego, asking you what you think at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right.
Twitter at Good Day Show. What are you getting there, Jen?
Oh, my gosh. People have really taken to this guy, and they're calling him all kinds of names, not necessarily on our Facebook page, but when I just did a search for him on Twitter.
Really?
Most of them we cannot say on the radio, but yeah, if you need some ways to get out some anger later, check that out on Twitter. All right, but if you take a look now at our Facebook page, John says, I think he's getting way too much press. He doesn't deserve the ink. And we're also asking, have you ever had inappropriate behavior done to you by someone at work? So that's the question up there now, if you've ever felt inappropriately treated at your place of business. And anybody at CRN or at the Good Day Show who uses my name in this post will immediately be cut from my list of friends.
Yeah, there you go. All right. See you later, alligator. All right, so that's a rundown of the things that we're asking.
Also, we have some really kind of cool stuff up there about Area 51. If you missed today, a Friday show, we talked about Area 51. The documents were released, and it looked like it was just spy planes. There was no alien behavior. So there's some information there to see if you agree. Scott said, my father was an electrician by trade. In the late 50s, he traveled the country working on defense sites. In the early 60s, he told his kids about the job he was doing in the Nevada desert. That was 15 stories underground. Even at before he passed, he would never tell us who that job was for or what it was called.
Well, a poll also today at DougStefan.com has to do with this study that we're talking about. And the question has to do with whether you think this is real or why it's coming up now. Let's see, what do you think is the basic question about the study that Area 51 actually exists? A, I accept the report that no UFO secrets are there. The CIA says, no.
No, nothing.
No secrets. I don't believe one word of the study. That's probably where I am.
Easy to say, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't give a rat's unga-bunga about the study. Little green men are running Area 51 and the CIA.
Yep.
I've been to Area 51, and I've seen the little green men.
Oh.
So those are the options for you, should you care to pursue.
I try to avoid little green men, usually.
Thinking. Yes, I know you do.
Yeah.
And you've done it so well for most of your life.
I have.
All right, so another minute trying to figure out what John Stamos' last name is, and also the essence of where the Beatles finally performed in America. Meanwhile, people still talking about all of the Egyptian police that were killed by the militants over the weekend. Well over 1,000 people are dead in the continuing violence in Egypt.
And what do you do? I mean, can we, talk about that for a second?
Is there
a right answer? As Americans, what do we do? Who are we supporting here? We can't give our money to the Muslims, so we have to support the military.
We're supporting the military, but we're not going to give them any more aid, or at least that's the
So is that the right thing?
I think that we, I'm not a big fan of foreign aid in the first place. The foreign aid that we meter out is usually bribes and payoffs and things that are...
And power plays. I mean, to be down to strip the story, it's that Egypt is like the last place that America had any sort of pull in the Middle East. And so they need this, we need this relationship, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, I mean, even if we pull money into this military, we going to get a relationship back? There's no guarantees there.
Yeah, no, we're not. We have no guarantees. You're right about that. 888-302-3684. Let's see, a couple of other things. We were talking about Oscar Pistorius being set up for trial. Now he's been indicted. He won't go to trial till next spring. Good Lord. They have justice slower there than we do here.
Well, what's funny is I thought he already was, sitting in a courtroom, and it was so quick, and now they're indicting him maybe again?
No, he was never really officially indicted. He was charged but not indicted.
Huh.
However, you differentiate with that in this system. President Obama into work mode today after 9 days on Martha's Vineyard. I didn't realize he'd been down there that long.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like he was just going down there last week.
Anyway, I bet the people there are happy to have him go, too, because he brought a lot of folks with him, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, and you and I paid for it.
Yeah, because we like to.
All right, Bob, Phil Nair back to City Hall in San Diego today after taking 2 weeks of therapy. Right. Isn't there a drug? What's that stuff called that you get in a little packet? It's like energy. It's an energy drink, but it's called therapy, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what this guy took.
Maybe.
NSA news again. Reporter Glenn Greenwald calling Heathrow Airport's nine-hour questioning of his live-in boyfriend David Miranda and confiscation of his laptops an attack on journalism in England. Let's see here. A report today suggests minority and low-income parents are more likely to see problems of bullying, out-of-date technology in their schools, and low test scores than those who live in areas where they are. This is kind of foolish. Of course, this is what's going to come out. The poll suggesting minority areas have bad schools. Hello, that doesn't mean it's right, but that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
No surprise.
A presidential task force reporting out today after Superstorm Sandy, suggesting coastal communities should spend more now trying to build up things like electrical fortresses, make sure the electricity that's delivered to the homes, even if the homes get wet and swept up, is...
Excuse me, what are you saying?
This is silly. All right, anyway. And Lindsay Lohan seems to be talking about... she was on with Oprah. Is that show airing today? Or no, it aired yesterday.
Last night.
And she admitted to Oprah that she was an addict. Really? What a shocker.
Yeah.
That's a headline. Huh? She's an addict.
Well, at least she said, because before she said that she wasn't, that she didn't have a problem. It was everybody else's.
To whom did she say that? You didn't dare say that to Oprah.
No, she didn't. No, her earlier thing was that she couldn't understand why people were forcing her into rehab all the time because she didn't have a problem at all.
Ah, of course.
So now she's out of rehab. She does acknowledge that she is an addict. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how you look at it one way or the other.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, we're going to have the answer to both of our questions. So stand by for that. 16 before the hour. This is the Monday Good Day program with Doug and Jennifer.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
According to AAA, more Americans are hitting the roads this summer for vacations to the beach, campgrounds, or other getaways. With more cars on the road, it's essential that we find more ways to reduce emissions. Mined minerals are turning out to be the answer. Katie Sweeney with the National Mining Association explains.
Metals and minerals are key components in next-generation vehicles. Minerals are critical to engine components such as catalytic converters that help reduce emissions and for the design of lighter vehicle frames that contribute to fuel efficiency. In fact, every 10% reduction in a vehicle's weight translates to a 6 to 7% improvement in fuel economy, meaning less fuel consumption and lower emissions.
What are some other benefits of minerals?
Minerals not only make our cars more efficient, but also power our economy. They enable our domestic manufacturing industry to provide quality jobs, promote technological innovation, and strengthen our national security.
To learn more, visit mineralsmakelife.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and I, very curious about the answer to the question regarding John Stamos' real name, and Penny's going to help us with that. She's in La Luz, New Mexico. The losers don't go to La Luz. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Are you doing good and you're doing well? You could doing good things and you could be feeling well.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh. Why are you up and about? What's going on with you at this hour?
I'm getting ready to go to work.
What do you do?
I'm a school bus driver.
Are you?
Cool.
So school has started. When does school? Is it starting today there?
No, it was last week.
Yeah. How are the children on the bus?
They go round and round. Oh, those are the wheels.
The wheels. Some of the kids do go round and round as well. All right, so this is an inside question. Do you drive a Freightliner with a Thomas body on it?
No.
Do you drive a Bluebird with a Ford chassis on it?
Yes, I do.
Ah, see, aren't you impressed that I knew that?
Yes, actually I am.
I'm a font of very. Now, the other choice is an International with a Carpenter body on it. They probably don't have any of those down there, right?
Actually, there's a few Internationals that we have in our lot.
Yeah, okay. Well, you like driving the Ford better than the International? It's the same engine.
Yes, much. It is the same engine, but it rides a little differently.
Does it really? The International rides a little better.
Yes.
Isn't this fascinating, Jennifer, learning about school buses?
I have no idea.
How many people? Do you think Bill Bennett's going to talk about this today?
Probably not, no.
He doesn't know one end of a school bus from another.
No.
Anyway. So John Stamos' real name, Penny, is?
Stamotopoulos.
And how did you know that?
Very good.
I looked it up on the Internet.
Did you really?
Good for you.
Just because you wanted to win a swell prize or because you wanted to be
exactly.
A swell prize?
Yes. All right, swell prizes.
You might get another swell prize if you know the last concert appearance the Beatles made in the United States. Where was it?
Oh, I do not know that one.
Mm. Think of baseball park. Think of, let's see, when there was the earthquake in San Francisco. Does that help you any?
I still don't know the name of the ballpark.
Candlestick.
Candlestick
Park,
mm-hmm.
Which is going to be torn down in part because they never really fixed the damage from the earthquake. And I think they're putting up a new one. I think it's in the same vicinity, kind of out on the harbor just off the 101.
Yeah.
All right, so you've done a nice job. So we'll make sure you get a swell prize, Penny. Is that a good deal?
Lovely, thank you.
All right, do you drive safely? How many do you have a separate schedule for elementary, middle school, and high school?
No, we all drive at the same time.
So everybody goes to school at the same time?
Yes, it's all in one school. It's a very small school. It's in Mescalero, New Mexico.
Ah, okay. So are you the only driver?
No, we have several drivers, but we pick up all over the area.
Yep.
In Otero County. Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, be safe. Nice to hear from you. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you, Penny, in New Mexico. Getting ready to go out, driving the kids back to school. That is a horror when you think about it. Already the kids are back in school. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Significant losses on Wall Street. A one-day thing, or is it more than that? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Rough day for the markets. In fact, we haven't seen a day like this in quite a while. The Dow, with a drop of 225 points yesterday. We'll have more of the numbers for you in a few moments. But the question is, why the big hit? The experts say stocks fell, at least in part, due to a disappointing earnings report from Walmart. Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says with earnings season almost over, investors are now looking at other economic signs.
The focus got back on the economy. The focus gets back on the Fed, of course, and some of the policy decisions, Jackson Hole. There's a lot of different things that I think the markets finally put their focus back towards, and you're seeing a bit of a pullback.
And this pullback, says Najarian, isn't affecting just one industry.
It is literally a broad-based pullback. You're not seeing just an individual sector being brought to the woodshed. This has been all the sectors in unison just pulling back, so it's a very methodical move to the downside, and you're not seeing the major spikes in volatility that you might expect.
New economic reports are also affecting the markets. A drop in jobless claims has many on Wall Street speculating the Federal Reserve will reduce stimulus spending this year. Elsewhere on the financial front, a federal judge is not going to be making a decision on American Airlines' bankruptcy plan. The judge said yesterday that Justice Department's lawsuit over its merger with U.S. Airways is the reason for the delay. He's giving both sides until August 23rd, 1 week from today, to say why he should or should not rule on American Airlines plan to exit from bankruptcy. An American spokesperson said the company will continue to plan as though the merger is going to happen. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 and security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-8153. That's 1-800-236-8153. 1-800-236-8153. Mercury.
As we mentioned earlier, not a good day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow off 225 points, closing at 15,112. NASDAQ dropped 63 points. S&P with a loss of 24. We have an auto recall to tell you about. Luxury automaker Jaguar, or as some people pronounce it, Jaguar or Jaguar. In any case, they are recalling nearly 3,000 cars over problems with stalling and power windows. The recall includes nearly 1,000 2013 model XF GTDI cars due to a hose clamp that could detach and cause stalling. Jaguar is also recalling nearly 2,000 XK convertibles because of power windows that, we're told, could be inadvertently activated. And finally, instant replay. And lots of it is coming to Major League Baseball. Commissioner Bud Selig has announced that virtually all plays, other than balls and strikes, will be reviewable by replay starting next season. Managers will be allowed up to 3 replay challenges per game. Baseball owners are expected to approve this in November. Reaction: San Francisco Giants manager Bruce Bochy thinks his fellow managers and umpires alike will welcome this proposal.
It's all about getting it right, so I'm excited to hear that this has a strong possibility of being part of the game.
Well, Washington Nationals manager Davey Johnson begs to differ. He thinks this 3-challenge system will drag out games even more.
I mean, this game could be taking 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours compared to the 3-plus hours we endure now. What with needless pitching changes, batters stepping out of the box in every pitch, and an overall pace only a snail could love. But like it or not, replays galore, here we come, which means we may have to alter a classic baseball routine.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to? I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Wait a second, Lou. I'm sorry. One of the managers is challenging that triple play. We'll have to stand by as they check the replay.
And I don't give a darn.
Hold it. What did you just say?
I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's the name of the replay umpire in New York making the call. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.